You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Today in the world, well, on the program today, Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office. The city council meets today and discovers, that was a Freudian slip. They discuss the rate hikes again at MLGW. I don't know why this needs to be discussed over and over again. It's going to be about $3.30 or $4 on average to the bill. But I'm sure that somebody has found a way or a reason to oppose it just to be difficult. So that's on the agenda for today. Appealing various street closures. And this runoff situation that David Waters wrote about, he's on the show today at 8 after Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office, about how they've gone back and forth about term limits and all of this nonsense. It's absurdly complicated and doesn't need to be. And so we will, that's on their little sheet for today to discuss that. I don't know why they can't just decide. They've changed this and voted on it every 2 or 3 years and just you know, make a decision and leave it alone. So that one is on the list. Other things of a local nature. I saw this last night. Pretty impressive. Sharon Griffin from the Shelby County Schools was on this program late last year. Very sharp lady, and she's very upbeat and positive about this school system and trying to improve conditions just to improve things for teachers and students. U of M and Shelby County Schools are teaming up on an ambitious plan to recruit new teachers. This partnership will give about 20 teachers the chance to earn master's degrees in teachers of elementary mathematics. It's a start. A three-part plan begins in June 2018, targets possible hometown heroes ready to give back. Their goal not to just recruit, but to retain more teachers in Shelby County schools. Teaching, says Ms. Griffin, is a noble profession. It is indeed. And she's trying to bring some more awareness to that. The partnership also allows for 20 young high school seniors to take part in the cadet program, where they will spend some time at the U of M taking ACT and writing classes, along with mentoring other students at the academy. Very nice touch. They plan to do this. It's a small step, but it's a good step and a positive step in a school system that needs all the positive steps it can get. So good for her for thinking out of the box, as they say, and trying to do something good. It's been really quiet on the auditing front of these of the school system. It probably takes a bunch of time to audit 180-something schools. There was one principal fired, but there's been no particular drama since last fall. I guess it was November when Dorsey Hobson was on here, and we discussed all of that with him and some other people. Ever since then, and since the holidays came and went, there's not been much discussed about this. It's either still underway and nobody has much to say until they get all the answers. But there's just been no dirt or more things uncovered. There likely will be.
Yeah, but, wait until the audit report is presented.
Yeah, that's what's going to be the D-Day for this thing. And they most certainly are going to find some other issues. You wonder if they, how deep this goes and how much of it they want to expose. Is there a point that comes where you just don't overtell what you know? I don't know. It's so widespread in this county and in many, many other parts of this country. Changing grades and, fudging on stuff isn't a new thing because they need the money from the state for the funding of the schools and on and on and on, as discussed endlessly. But we'll see what they come up with around here. Target stores trying to keep up with Amazon and Walmart and everybody else in the world. Target now adding same-day home delivery to customers in Memphis through their online grocery deal. That's coming up in this area. It rolls out Thursday in Memphis with 18 cities included, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Nashville, and Memphis among them. SHIPT, shipped is a service. I suppose not unlike Amazon, but not as strong. The members of Shipt who sign up prior to expansion of this deal will get an annual membership for $49 as opposed to the usual $99. Okay. Shipt already provides Kroger this service in Memphis. Target trying to compete with that. I wonder how that will work. Many folks love their Target. Yeah. The Birmingham-based company says the new service gives about 9 million customers access to same-day delivery from Target. Okay. I haven't had the courage, nor has my wife had the interest in trying any of this. Kroger has it. Sam's has added it now. Most everybody you can, you know, I guess go online or call ahead and order this stuff and they bring it to your car. I just it kind of takes you out of the picture as far as, you know, as far as the picking of, you know, produce and things like that. I don't know that I want to put my grocery shopping in anybody else's hands just yet.
It depends. People have written in and saying they've had really good experience with it. And I think we had word from one of the people who did it, who said that they are well motivated to pick out the best produce that they can,
yeah,
because they want everyone to be happy with the service so that they can keep their job doing this.
Yeah, I saw there are various stores, Super Lowe's and things like that. I don't really see much of that going on as far as it being successful. I could be wrong, but this will become, I guess, the way of the world, but there are just too many people who are accustomed to going grocery shopping themselves. And as we get more and more lazy and sedentary and slug-like, this does make it easier to not do anything. So the future of this, I think, is still up in the air.
Yeah, it'll save time if you're set up to do it right. And, you know, the old way of getting your groceries used to be you went up to the counter, told the guy what you wanted, and waited around.
That's right.
Got it and brought it to you.
So have you ever tried this, Sid, or do you care?
No, I care, but I want to touch my apples and pick them up and look and see there's the bruise. I don't want that one.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, I'm anal, I guess.
And pardon? And these people, like Wes just said, they attempt to find you the best produce. But, you know, I don't trust anybody much anymore to be competent. So I don't know how far this will go.
I understand.
Back to Target, though. The company plans to hire more than 4,000 shoppers in the Southeast to fulfill these orders. That's good.
Yeah.
That's 4,000 jobs from Target in 18 cities, Memphis, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, and there are more in that list. The stock market, we went over this yesterday with a guy who's in the business, our buddy Fred Hyatt from Red Door Wealth Management. What they do is, well, they manage your money. For those of us who have money invested in, well, for the long haul, that's why you're in it. And they take on some new clients, and they manage your dough, and they help you invest, because most of us have no idea how any of this works. And I've worked with them for a number of years, and they know what they're doing. And so they're watching this, and I had Fred come by yesterday to discuss the semi-meltdown and the ensuing panic, bad word, as a result of what happened last week. It got even worse yesterday, the biggest plunge, I guess, ever. The economy is still quite strong. Everybody in the news is trying to remind you that this is not a time to panic. That is the wrong reaction. 1,175-point plunge on Monday. At one point yesterday, it was down 1,600, which caused some people to throw up, I think, probably on Wall Street. Stock market declines don't cause recessions, and they do a pretty poor job of predicting whether one is coming, says this one compilation of the reasons why. There's just some unrest, some uncertainty, some fear of inflation, some fear of interest rates being raised. There's a brand new Fed chief, and that makes people uncomfortable. They don't know this guy yet. And all of these things are components in the numbers kind of dropping. They went up, though, in January so fast and so high, they have got to correct themselves. What goes up must come down, as we've said now for months. But there's no reason to flip out. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. The average hourly wage went up last month, the most in 8 years. Consumer confidence near record levels, as is small business. People are buying houses, and everything is pretty groovy. So there is no reason to flip out. They're saying that over and over again. This is nowhere close to what happened in 08. That was a really, really bad scene. The Black Monday crash of 87, when the Dow plunged 22%. This is not being compared to any of that. It is a correction, they say, to even things out because it went up too high too quickly. So this morning, the Asian stocks and the European stocks are the early indicator every day of what's going on, and they are not off to a great start. I heard one person say that seemed to have a brain that in a couple of days, likely this week, this will even itself out. And everybody hopes that is the case because, you know, when you're, you know, at an age like and you are can, you know, see yourself at some point retiring, the last thing you want to see is your money going away. This doesn't seem to be the case. Everybody's saying be cool. This is a big picture concept anyway. And most people that have any idea how this works at all, and that's not very, that's the whole thing is it goes up, it comes down, it goes back and forth, and they've had a really, really good couple of months or year, and it's still going okay. There's no reason to flip out. And so if you do have an advisor or don't, you probably ought to have one if you have some money built up that you've saved your entire life, and the people over at A Red Door do that. Extremely well. Nice people, personable, down to earth. They talk in, you know, layman's terms, not in the terms of people about money that you have no idea what they're you know, even babbling about. So Fred and John and Gretchen, thank you for all the advice yesterday. Red Door is on the internet. Google them. They have a website that explains what they offer, and you can always get some advice. And if they can't help you, they will find somebody who can. Sometimes you don't have quite enough money, you know, built up yet to begin if you're young, but it is never, ever too soon to start saving your money in 401ks and pension plans and all that. So if they can't help you, they'll find somebody who will. Red Door, thank y'all for helping us and for the advice yesterday. But overall, the point is don't freak out. Everything is going to be all right until it's not. But there's no sign that there's going to be anything bad. So the president, whatever he is doing, I don't know. there's bitching and moaning and finger pointing, and it's just not even worth talking about. We're stuck in a cycle of every morning across America, radio shows like this, TV news, TV networks. They go into their little spasms and hissy fits over what's been said and what's been tweeted. And it is a game we're caught in that we play into every day. And it's entirely pointless. So to discuss it, the comments yesterday, the usual tweeting idiocy that doesn't help anybody or anything, talking about the Democrats were unpatriotic and treasonous for not standing as he spoke, Mr. Trump, at his little speech last week. They are treasonous and they're bad people.
That doesn't quite meet the definition of treason.
No, it doesn't. And somebody pointed that out. And you go to these websites at night, and I find myself spending a lot less time there all the time because it's a no-win situation. There's one guy here and one guy here, and the government shut down. That's discussed again. It just becomes a joke. And they don't seem to think that we are onto them, that the whole thing is a shell game. And they're just, you know, playing us for fools. So let's sit back and let them figure it out. Everything usually works itself out, and people come and go in government. And right now we're in one of those strange times where there are some good things happening and some really, really dumb and bad things happening, but we can't do much about it. except when the time comes around, we can vote. And that's going to be the case in this city and county this year, locally for mayor, the county mayor, and for the county commission, and for the state senate, and on. So it all begins locally, as we have said before, numerous times. So to watch this ongoing dog and pony show on a national level and to comment on it, it just seems to be pointless. Everybody has their own opinion, and that's fine. You figure it out, because nobody has any answers, and so why bother? Today we have Sherry's Berries. I have two live commercials, so please, I know that you'll want to stand by for those. The Sherry's Berries ads, man, probably the best part of the show. Several times a year, they spend money on every radio show in America, I think, and on TV. And so because these strawberries are just so dang good. So that's coming up, and then we're going to give away a gift card to Sherry's Berries, and it'll buy you some candy and some flowers and all of that for your Valentine. It's 8 days away. It's the 14th this year. You may have heard about that. And Sherry's Berries, been around for a bit. Many of you have tried them. They are a unique gift, gigantic strawberries, as big as a golf ball. They're huge, and they're dipped in various kinds of chocolate with stuff on them, like sprinkles. So this year, Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers have teamed up to help you really impress your Valentine with their perfectly paired collection. Go to the website, and they can show you some of the choices of what they have. There are various things to look at. And you can combine them, the one-of-a-kind gift, and they come together in a very nice package, a great box. Keeps the berries cold and the flowers fresh. Right now, listeners to this program, program save 20% on any of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29 when you use the promo code DRAKE. So by all means, for goodness sake, please, go to berries.com, berries.com. Look around and choose what you want, and the day that you want it there, and it'll be done. The prices are very affordable, and now there's a markdown of 20% on the perfectly paired gift of the flowers and the great Sherry's Berries. berries.com. Enter my code DRAKE, and you can have them sent to your lady, your mama, your mama's mama. It doesn't matter, whoever it is. They will get them, and they will enjoy them. And today, when I play any song by the Beatles with the word love in it, or I might play an individual song by Paul, John, George, or Ringo. I don't know yet. But if it's Beatle-related and you hear it and the title has love in it, that's your sign to call. Ninth call wins the gift card to get it free this year. And I guess you could almost get two gifts for that little gift card amount. So that's coming up. Our buddy Kyle Veazey at about 7:30. David Waters from the Commercial Appeal at 8 o'clock. We're trying to get the county mayor on tomorrow. Today, Mr. Mark Luttrell gives his county speech, the state of the county and what it be like. And tomorrow I want to ask him to come by here and lay out what he thinks as his term is coming to an end. I don't know if Mark will retire. This is his last year in office, and I can't imagine he will just not want to be in the game, or he may want to go fishing. I don't know, but we're trying to get Mayor Mark on tomorrow to discuss how he thinks things are going in the state, education, and the opioid issue. The opioid problem is being discussed again today. And he has rolled out several plans for that. And so the same topics that they all seek answers for, or we all do, and he's been a great friend of our program, a good and decent man who has played the game of politics the right way by being right down the middle on most issues and not being crazy and being an extremist anywhere. And that seems to be the most... well, the brightest way to go about it, and it gets the most accomplished. So by our count, there are four people running for that office. Did you find just those four?
County Mayor, Lee Harris, Terry Rowland, David Lenore, Joy Tuliatis.
And Lenore is the one that has all the money so far, right? I read that, I think, Saturday in the paper.
I'm not sure.
That he has a bunch of dough. So the guy with the most money wins, usually. So we will see. There are only four, which surprises me. But Lee Harris is pretty well known and liked. The other names are also pretty well known. But the guy with the dough walks away from it, and maybe he has the best chance. I don't know. I suspect we will have them on the program, and I can't wait.
I can tell. And the anticipation is written all over your face.
Yeah, I think I will come up with some questions that have nothing to do with the mayor's race and just ask them the most bizarre and random things possible. So, and just see what happens.
What do you think the monster was on Stranger Things?
Something just like that. And just see how they react. And just do it in a way that nobody else has ever done it. And see if they flounder or if they play along.
Now, see, that might be the best test because these elected officials have to deal with the unexpected all the time.
Spontaneous moments. Random stuff happens.
Can you keep your cool?
How do you react when the pressure is on? And somebody asks you a stupid question. No, wait a minute. That happens every day when you're a politician. But that might be a brand new approach, just to ask the most obscure, ridiculous things possible.
Kirk or Picard?
And see if they get up and just walk out or if they stay. I don't know. I'm kidding, kind of. But we'll see. We have a long time to prepare for this, I suppose. But we're going to look into it. So today, the Sherry's Berries card, qualifying also for the motorcycle from Leatherwood Works. Motorbikes was what they are, big old loud things. The grand finale coming up March 10th at Leatherwood. It's brought to you by Rook Insurance, another sponsor of our program. We thank Miss Rook and her company for being with us for a good couple of years now, and they have saved a ton of people major dough on this. And so we thank her for being involved. Two offices locally. RookInsurance.com explains all that they offer. And they offer a lot of stuff, from life and auto and home insurance, insurance for motorcyclists, and a number of things in that area that might not have crossed your mind. Small business insurance, a number of things that you ought to look into. Earthquake insurance, the list goes on and on and on, and they have some really great rates that many people have caught on to and saved a ton of money the past couple of years. So thank you, Miss Rook, and the office over there, all the people that work for Rook Insurance. RookInsurance.com, again, is that website, and 867-SAVE is the phone number. So holler at them, and they will help you out. And on the note of people leaving this mortal coil, John Mahoney passed away, a very, very likable actor who was most well known for playing the father of Kelsey Grammer and David Hyde Pierce on Frasier. 77 years old, he had throat cancer. He was in so many movies over the years. He was in Moonstruck. He was in Primal Fear, Say Anything, The Hudsucker Proxy, and on and on and on, and in various TV shows, but just a great character actor. And he was Martin Crane on that TV show. And he passed away. I think he had throat cancer and some accompanying illnesses, but he was almost 40 years old before he quit what he was doing. He was the editor of a medical magazine, and he quit to pursue acting.
There you go.
And before that, he taught English. But he was a fine actor and seemed to be a decent man. So rest in peace. John Mahoney, gone on to somewhere a lot more peaceful and quiet, I'm guessing. We'll check the sports news. I have audio up here that I'm not going to play because I just heard it off the air. These people in Philadelphia just are completely out of their minds. Now, once again, the fans up there are so unruly and so violent and idiotic in some cases. They have a jail at this football stadium because there's always somebody who goes nuts and starts fighting or something, and they lock their ass up on the field or, in the place. So after the game last night, night before last, when the Eagles beat the Patriots, I mean, it's fun. Yippee, yay. One guy ate horse poop off the street. A police horse let his bowels loose, and this idiot ate it because his friends were egging him on. He should be put to sleep because he's just in the way, and he's dangerous. What else? Somebody emptied his entire 401k to go to this game, and now the game's over, and he has no money. Brilliant. But eating horse hockey because your team won a football game, man, get a grip. The sports news and the emails that you so kindly share with us, your thoughts on life and issues and all that, mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.